The Holy Spirit fell on people who don't know anything about the Bible. Oh man, you're not even getting this. And they start speaking in tongues and prophesying. And Peter goes, well, we might as well baptize them in water because obviously they've been baptized in the Spirit. And so he baptizes them, and it's, you know, a few chapters later, a couple chapters later, the, you know, the brethren find out what Peter did, and they call Peter onto the carpet, and he goes, it wasn't my fault. Listen, I was trying to get, I didn't even get to the Sabbath day or circumcision. Like, I was just, you know, I got Jesus done, and I was moving on to the patriarchs, and the Holy Spirit just fell on these people. It wasn't my fault. And then what was I supposed to do? I mean, they're speaking in tongues, they're prophesying. I mean, I had to baptize them. It's not my fault. And so, and then Paul and Barnabas are traveling around and they're having the same thing happen. And these people who are total heathens are meeting Jesus Christ, but they have no doctrinal basis for their belief system. They just have an experience. And so finally, the Pharisees. Now, how many of you know there's good Pharisees and bad Pharisees? These are not the bad Pharisees that Jesus rebuked. These are the good Pharisees who have found Jesus Christ, okay? So these good Pharisees, was that all right? These good Pharisees, these are good Pharisees in the book of Acts. These Pharisees love God. And they go, wait a second. They start arguing with Paul and Barnabas. They go, no, listen. They got to be circumcised. They got to keep the Sabbath. They got to know these rules. You can't. No. These are polytheists. We got to get them. They got to know the Trinity. We got to understand all these things before we're going to let these people be called Christians. These people can't be called Christians.